The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Criminal Courts of Justice, the CCJ, where our own Frank Graney is awaiting his arrival. So if that happens while we're on air, we'll make sure to update you. Now, speaking of perilous journeys, Alison Spittle is with me, the
comedian. Hello, how are you? I know. How that lad feels.
I do. How did you get here today? Tell us.
Okay, so I started off in Castlebar. Did a lovely gig for Cat Laughs Castlebar yesterday. Got a lift off my mother from Castlebar, and she gave me and Deirdre O'Kane and Garrod Farley a lift. Garrod Farley had he's a comedian.
He's going to be on the show here tomorrow.
Well, he'll have a tale for you, because his car broke down in the middle of Longford, so we gave him a lift there. Then me and Deirdre decided we'd go to Mullingar, because it'd be quicker to get out of Mullingar than it would be to Longford on the public transport.
Right.
Got the expressway bus.
Longford's like kind of a black hole, is it? You get stuck there.
I mean, the Midlands generally is a black hole.
Right,
and I'm from there, I can say that. Like, I love it. But they really want you to stay in the Midlands.
There's people who went there in the 70s. They're just wandering around still waiting for public transport.
Absolutely.
Home.
They're somewhere in Port Leash. Like, they're just there. So it was an expressway bus, 50-minute journey, 40 minutes late. Deirdre was having a conniption. She's never been on a bus in about 20 years, she said. And I was like, look, this is the way it is in Mullingar. It's late. Then we went to Dublin Airport. Then we had to get off at Dublin Airport because the bus wasn't going any further. I got put on another bus that was going to take me ages to get to you. So I said, do you know what? I'll get in a taxi. Got in a taxi, but in my rush to get off the bus, I left my wheelie bag on the bus. And then
you left your bag on the bus.
I left my bag on the bus, but then the taxi was overtaking the bus when we came into town. I knew the number of the bus. So then I got the taxi to drive in front of the bus. I waved at the bus driver and I got my bus and I got my bag out.
So the bus is driving along, making its way into town.
Yes.
And suddenly this taxi pulls up in front of it, and this crazy comedian is like, is that Alison Spittle? And why is she standing in the bus lane waving frantically at me?
Exactly. It's the long awaited breakdown. That's come along, and it's beautiful.
Is she armed?
She is.
should I just keep driving?
So I got my bag off the bus. I'm delighted. It was like a really low stakes version of Speed, and I'm here now. And I know I'm late, and I really appreciate coming into Newstalk. So thanks very much.
Oh, well, thank you for coming and for putting in such effort.
I know, and I should be prepared.
Where
for this thing.
On that journey did you abandon Deirdre O'Kane?
Oh, she abandoned me, babe. She was like, I'm getting in a taxi. I'm going straight home from the airport. And I was like, hemming and hawing about. And I was like, well, I'm going into the city centre. Maybe I will get the bus. And then I Googled how long the bus would take while I was on the bus. I have to say, no complaints about the Irish transport system, though, because if we're not going fast, we're not going on time, but they're all lovely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all crack a joke and it's all nice. So it's good vibes.
So you've got an event that's happening tonight in Trinity.
Yes.
So you
yes.
weren't just coming here for us. You're coming to Trinity for this. It's
you've intercepted
free.
Me.
It's it's an event for United Ireland. Is that right?
Yeah.
This is very serious.
I know. It's
super into, isn't
serious.
It?
Well, I think serious things should be taken care of by unserious people. Just look how it's doing for America. You know, Trump
that's
is in at the
true,
moment.
Yeah.
You know. So
it's going well.
It's a bit of a pattern. Look, yeah. Pete, there are some naysayers.
Okay.
But I think Trump thinks it's going well.
Yeah, all right, okay. So you see yourself as the Donald Trump of a United Ireland.
Exactly. And what a beautiful, the original orange man, aren't I?
Yeah.
A different type.
But the event tonight, because it's yourself, Neil Delamere, Oliver Cannon, John Maher, Ashley Story. So.
Yeah.
This is a kind of a comedic slant on a United Ireland. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. But like, come here. Neil Delamere is an intelligent man. John Maher is an intelligent man. I feel like it's going to be a comedic slant. So we have to look for different stuff. Like we have to pick out flags. I'm really excited. What type of
flag would you pick for a United Ireland?
I'm thinking like skip all the middlemen here. Ivory Coast flag. We always get it mixed up anyway. Why not just have the Ivory Coast flag?
Just flip it.
Just reverse it. Just reverse it.
Yeah.
Or those
orange men would like it because they're first then.
They would, wouldn't they? I think that would appease them.
You'd be like,
listen,
we know you're not fond of the fly, but what if we make ye number one?
Exactly.
Yeah, you
get on it first. Or I'm thinking instead of a flag, do you know those like...
would we have to ask the Ivory Coast to change their flag?
Do you know what? This could cause some... Maybe this would be my first war.
Issues at the UN.
Yeah, Ireland versus the Ivory Coast.
Wow.
Who gets the green
our
wine
own
gold?
Donald Trump of United Ireland has led us into conflict.
We're
going to
rename
the
Ivory Coast to the Ireland Coast. It's going to be like the,
taking it back.
The Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America.
Make Côte d'Ivoire great again.
Absolutely, exactly. Would that fit on a hat? We can try.
So that's what you do with the flag. What else would you change?
Well, I'm thinking flags are a bit au fait altogether. Why not? You know those? Do you know those men? Right, they're inflatable men that are, that their arms move around. What are they called?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Can't see you, but the way I did. But you did the movement exactly.
Do you want to maybe talk through it for the people who can't see?
So you can imagine like Alison's kind of like spaghetti arms just flapping above her head.
Oh, that's the nicest thing any man's ever said about me in my life.
Look at those beautiful spaghetti arms.
Throw it against the wall, see if they stick.
You'd replace the flag with one of those men.
Wouldn't it be great? Imagine winning the Olympics and he just, because it's already like a celebration already. You do the
So we have our kind of the podium and an Irish athlete, you know, Rashid Adelecki is standing up there. We have the Ivory Coast version of the flag, but we've got it plastered onto an inflatable man, is it?
Yeah, because it looked like a kind of like car sales. Do you know that kind of thing? That's where you see him. I'd love it. And now, I'm thinking now for a leader. I'm thinking someone of a special set of skills. Liam Neeson.
Oh, right.
Would you mess with Ireland if Liam Neeson was the leader?
That is good. How much power would you give him?
I'd give him the power to put Donald Trump into a headlock. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think Trump would be quiet.
I really think so.
There'd be no tariffs.
And then what about the last kind of thorny item for people is the national anthem.
Yes. Yeah, Sound of the Underground, Girls Aloud.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
I know.
Thought about
or Samantha Mumba.
Oh, right, okay, you'll settle. Right, okay, that's your compromise position.
Yeah,
don't tell people that. Don't tell people what you've settled for. Just go straight in with Sound of the Underground.
This is where we went wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the first place, where we told them what we'd settled for.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll settle for a border. We shouldn't have said that.
I should be like, it's love me for a reason or nothing.
So this is all happening tonight in Trinity from 7 o'clock, actually. So in the next 45 minutes.
Fly
down there.
I'm literally running out. And I'm going to be in Catlaffs this weekend as well in Kilkenny.
What are you doing in the Catlaffs?
Oh, everything and anything. Except enjoying the nice weather. Because unfortunately, that's not happening.
So I saw you last year in the Catlaffs.
Did you?
Yeah. You were doing, I can't remember what they call it, where there's the kind of 8 or 9 of you.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's
milling
like,
through.
Yeah, flying through them. That was good fun now.
Well, yeah, you probably know a lot about me. With that material.
Well, I know some things about you I didn't expect to know.
Yeah.
Alison, that's all I'll say. And there's children listening.
And I will not.
We'll leave it there. Okay. Say no more. Listen, before you go then, because I know you've got other stuff happening and the Fringe, I do want to ask you about because the title of your show. Now, again, we can't really say this. It's Fat B1TCH.
Absolutely.
And they have come back to you and suggested. They've told you.
You can't have it. So I was thinking of another fat and then a worser swear word, but I thought, no, I'll go back on that. I'm going for big now. It's a euphemism, do you know? But the fat, it's just because I wanted to name that show because I've been called it a fair few times and I wanted to kind of like own it, you know? And I think another euphemism is big.
Okay.
Or what was it? Bubbly.
Bubbly.
I maybe should have called it bubbly.
Yeah. Do you worry by calling it big that people would be expecting you to play a massive piano on the floor? Chopsticks.
Oh, that is a good
Put that in the show.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah. Just at the end, that could be your finale to everybody who thought that this was actually big.
Yeah.
I'm now going to play chopsticks.
Do you know, that's a beautiful finale. That is, look, it'll help with the cardio as well. I got the Fitbit on.
Brilliant. That'll get your steps up.
Absolutely.
Listen, we wish you well with it. So that's it, Fringe. Cat Laughs this weekend, thecatlaughs.com as well if there's a few tickets still floating around. And if you're in and about town or on your way into town listening to this, 7 o'clock, so in the next 45 minutes it's getting underway in Trinity, this United Ireland event with Alison and all those other great names I mentioned. Alison Spittle, been a great pleasure, Alison, as always.
Oh, I'm so glad I made it in.
We are glad you made it too.
Thank you.
Is everybody listening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.